Okay, that I'm this video is gonna be real quick because as soon as I clicked off, I seen another topic I wanted to talk about was pretty much saying women's goal is not equality, it's superiority. Or there's another one I seen of when women are in the workforce, if they keep going higher, who's going to be left for them? You see, like, yeah, those two things do make a lot of sense. They make great sense. But my overall theory on this started with, and like I said, I think, like, looking back in history, I think it started with the third wave feminism. Now, I wasn't, like, you know, definitely wasn't fully functional alive back then, but it looks like, it just generally looks like what happened. The modern feminism, the last wave of feminism was pretty much just a huge shit test. That's all it was. It was a huge shit test, and men failed it. The men failed it. That's what it was. And then, like, as most women's natures go, no woman will ever say, oh, we really don't want that. We want, you know, like I said, previous video, when you deal with a woman, you have to, in order to deal with her properly, you have to deal with her as if you're dealing with a 4-year-old child that's mixed with a German Shepherd. Because that's as far as their brains can really think into anything and they really know anything. And after that, it's just about the man proving to us that he's still strong and can take care of us still, like a child. That's the child side of it. They like, you know, child kids do dumb things because and looking back, I did the same shit to my dad. I would just do stupid shit just because I wanted to see him get angry, because deep down inside myself, it reassured me that he was still that motherfucker that would fuck shit up. You know, like that's just what it was for me personally. And like I said, and that's all women are on a whole. It's a 4-year-old child mixed with a German Shepherd. Now, I think initially it looks like they want superiority in the workforce. Let's just use the words women use. It looks like they want equality in the workforce. That's not what it is. Okay, at the core. See, when you look at them as a child and a dog, that's not what it is. Okay, what it is. Women want to be reminded that men are still that motherfucker that will fuck shit up. You see, that's what it really is. But the reason why I said this is a storm, and it's really like a perfect storm, what we have going on now, especially in North America, it's a perfect storm because it started off with governments pretty much incentivizing women to separate men from the household and minority families. And then once that was figured out, then it spread off to the majority families. And so now you have all these kids without a proper father figure. They don't really know what to lead or what to follow. So they're all confused. And then that made the women even more distraught and lost because these men aren't being proper leaders. They're not, you know, they're not dominating anything. They're not being proper leaders. So now women are over here like they're trying to push at you. They're pushing you. You see, just like a dog sometimes. They're going to keep pushing you. They want to push you because they want you to get tougher. That's what that is. They want you to become more tougher, more solid, more stable, more bold. You see, but see, these fucking feminist induced men, they're on the beta side of it, and they're just believing everything the women say, like, well, that's right. You know, and then the women are like, no, motherfucker, get up, beat me up sometimes. Like, remind me that you're still strong. That's what women are doing with this shit. They, like I said, women don't even give a fuck about like the core concept of money. They just want, you know, some general, like, you know, value sense and to be taken care of. You could be using Donald dollars for all they care. They don't give a fuck. You see what I'm saying? They don't give a fuck if it's Donald dollars, crispy duads, whatever the fuck it's called. They don't know. Their brains can't even think that far into it. Okay? Because they don't want to. All right? They want you to think that far into it. You see, and that's where they should have, this whole conversation women are wanting equality and or superiority, however you want to look at it, in the reality of the terms. Women are in the workforce and they always want a better man than them, blah, blah, blah. See, my opinion is they're looking at it on a completely wrong, from a completely wrong perspective. Women, no woman wants to run a state, a country, or the world. None of them do. Okay, they may say they do because it's cute for the first 15 minutes, just like with the feminism thing. Like, see, they wanted to work at first because it was cute for the first 15 minutes. But see, when it became clear they had to do this shit 15 years, now they mad. It's all types of problems. You know, like, because it's not a hobby anymore. You see what I'm saying? See, women want to run the world as a hobby. You see, it's just like they want to be, like, you know, equal to men between the hours of 7 and 9 p.m. You see what I'm saying? Like, they want it just in a hobby timetable, not the whole thing. They just want the hobby, man. Like, so you got to look at it from that aspect. You see, when they're trying to do all this shit and they want to progress in the world and be a man and blah, blah, see, that's dumb bitch talk. See, because bitches are dumb. Their brains just, like, this is why women usually do not make it very far in chess. You know, any situation that can clearly show their ability to prolong a situation through strategic thinking, they usually fail at it in the first fucking 15 seconds because they usually just give up because they don't want to do it. It's what it is. They just don't like to think unless it's how to manipulate a man to get him to think for her. They don't want it. They don't like it. You see what I'm saying? Like it goes against their nature. So when it comes to these jobs and women wanting to excel, blah, 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 see, that, okay, what that is, my opinion on of it is this. Women wanting to excel at work is pretty much them being mad that feminism made them get up and go to work. So what they're going to do is they're going to keep working to make men, because in a woman's head, and this sounds kind of confusing to say and fucked up, but like, this is what it is like, see, they think by, let's say if a man's here, they think by coming here that it's going to make all the men come up to here. And that's not how there's a finite resources of financial possibilities. So a lot, like with all these women, like they're doing all this. Well, there's still, you know, the same amount of men pretty much in every area. But see, to a woman's dumbass brain, she's thinking that if she's here, and if I just work harder, then men will just start working harder. And that's how we'll even it out. You see? That's how we'll even out the feminism. You see, like, no, and it don't work like that. It's not, see, and I probably could have explained that a little better, but I hope the end made more sense. Like, that's how a woman's brain sees it. Okay, see, a man's brain is going to see it as, you know, oh, well, she just wants superiority over us, and that's it. Because, you know, we just think in terms of, you know, actual, you know, goals in the quickest way. But see, women, and regardless of our ego, you see, women, they hold on to their egos. They're not going to say we don't want feminism on a whole. They're never going to say that. They'll never say it. What they're going to do is they're going to try to manipulate it. So like I said, like in a long time ago video, like I said, see, they'll try to manipulate it to where you do something where you didn't even know you did it, and then drag them out of it. You see, that's what they try to do. That's how a woman's brain works. It's different from a man. Because see, a man will just say, look, we don't want this shit. Here, take it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it is done in 15 seconds. See, a woman admitting she doesn't want that will be a woman admitting that she was wrong. And if a woman admits she was wrong, that means that she can't please other people because she's wrong. And if she can't please other people, well, she has no more use on the planet. That's how that's the order of woman's brain. You see, and they can hate it. They can be mad about it. You can show it to your friends and family. They be like, that motherfucker, blah, blah, blah. But they know it's the goddamn truth. That's why they're out there. That's why they're going out there working to get all this better shit. Because every woman who's out there, even Oprah Winfrey. See, Oprah's mad because she set up with that Stedman dude, like, she don't want that motherfucker. But that's the best she can do, okay? Because she went too high. And that's always a problem with women. When they go too high, when they go too high, It's just because all of them think, oh, well, if I just go this high, like if I just start earning $90,000, then why don't all the men around me just start earning $130,000? And that way I can, you know, have plenty of men to choose from. No, like it don't work. It just doesn't work like that. Okay. You may like they made it here. That's essentially all what we got going on now. And these career jobs, blah, 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 with women, you know, excelling. See, they're thinking that there's this next mystical group of men that's up here that is going to find that attractive, and and pick her up off her feet and then take her off in that world where he's still up here, she's down here. But see, like, I guess it's because the other top issue with that is by the time they've worked up, well, they've aged. Okay, they have aged. They lost their attractive naivety. They've lost their, you know, their ability to have, you truly have empathy for anybody, because they've had to be cutthroat. They had to make decisions. They had to be the authority. They're fucked up. And then, like I say, the most of them, they usually fall into one, in the previous video, they usually fall into one, two extremes. One, she's worked, so she's too good for anything that's lower than her. Or she's worked. She hates being an authority, and she wants literally any man to fuck her like a rabies infested dog. Like, if that's why, it's usually one of the two. It never fails. But yeah, no, back to the original topic. That's what all this is. The last feminism push was a shit test, and men failed it. Partially because they were listening to women before. And then they start carrying all women's characteristics of, maybe we should understand. And then, well, you understood. Now you end up in that. And now you, the men are in the position they're in now. Me too. Fucking paying child support for babies that ain't yours. That shit went around before. Well, that's what you get, feminists. Sorry.